What's up? This is Joe from the Buckeye Cast, bringing you the Ryan Day press conference from today, Thursday, August 11th, 2022. I'll be back in to wrap her up. Some good nuggets in here, so check it out. As always, stay locked into this podcast feed for more press conferences, player and coach interviews, etc. And don't forget about the Daily Blitz. Here's Coach Day.
Some injuries, obviously, you play in a violent sport like this. How do you feel week into camp, health-wise?
Okay, you know, still have a couple things that have come up, like always, but so far, it's typical camp.
Chris, I know in spring you said definitely the offensive line was your biggest concern. Is depth at corner now your biggest concern, perhaps?
I mean, it's top three. Yeah, we need to make sure we build depth there. We certainly have some candidates there. Couple guys bumped and bruised, but hopefully get them back soon and keep working.
Last one for me, I mean, you don't want to get specific about injuries, but none of those are long term for the corners.
Correct.
Okay.
Right behind
them,
Brian, I know we asked you about him last week.
Yeah, he's good. Just had a little tweak, but he's first couple of days of practice look really good. So looking forward to getting him back out here in the next couple of days. I think they're all competing out there. Yeah, I mean, I think that we'll have a good rotation of guys out there. Appreciate their physicality on the perimeter and their professionalism day in and day out. So, good first week.
Brian, looks like Cam Brown was doing some stuff, but not everything. Is he still on pitch count with you guys?
Right now he is. Yeah, hopefully he'll be off that pitch count pretty soon. Well, when you come back from a couple like a procedure, you want to make sure that first off they're healthy enough to do it, but then also, even if they are healthy, you have to make sure you're bringing them back the right way. You can't just throw them in there. All of a sudden, something else will show up. So it's a combination of making sure that he's recovered, but then also making sure you're building him up the right way.
Ryan, any update with Parker Lewis?
No, not yet. Nothing I know of.
Timeline?
Well, we're hoping soon to find out, hear something. I have not heard anything, so.
And it looked like Caleb Brown couldn't put in the cream pots. What have you seen from him?
He's just getting going here. He's somebody that has that skill set, so, we're going to try to bring him along there. We've had a few guys, probably have three or four guys back there, Jackson being one of them, and Cam Martinez. Mecca is back there, and then Caleb is learning.
Jim said the other day, Cam Martinez was and Johnson were getting some cross training at corner as well. What do you like about their skill set? Is that a real possibility that they'll be able to get up there?
Yeah, well, they both have cover skills, and the position that they play, they have to do a lot of covering. So, every time they're out there, they're learning that skill of playing man-to-man and covering guys. That says a lot about their skill set. So, the more versatility they have, the more they can do and the more valuable they are to the defense.
Thanks for letting us watch practice, Ryan. Let's say you have an inside period and the defense stuffs the run. Are you more encouraged by what you see defensively or worried about your offense?
Well, that drill right there, literally what we do is we just go right across the board and we look at the one-on-one drills or one-on-one matchups, and we just look at fundamentals. We look at pad level. We look at hand placement. Both sides want to win the drill. More importantly, that drill in particular, that's why we don't have everybody over there. It's about pad level. It's about fundamentals, and we can really hone in on that. I mean, the only other way to do that is literally take two people on the field and have a one-on-one drill. But in the inside drill, that's what it's about. And, there's always going to be an extra defender there, and that's good. That's the way we want it. Because we have to thought up the ball carry, and the ball carrier is going to learn to run through that contact. But everybody else, it's more important about how are we working the double teams, how are we getting off of blocks, how are we blocking our hand placement, and then what's the line of scrimmage look like.
When you look at the big picture overall for a week, do you feel like one side of the ball is ahead of the other at this stage?
Well, I think, the guys on offense have been in the system longer. But in terms of the intensity, the energy level, I think that both sides are really into it. We had a really good red zone day, and the guys were going back and forth. Defense created a turnover too, got a bunch of stops. Offense scored a little bit, so it was back and forth, and that's what you look for. And so you know, again, starting to get towards the middle of camp now, which is great, those grind days, and the more we can make each other better, you know, I think it's good. But I think our guys are becoming more and more comfortable with the language, with the system, with the scheme, and that's encouraging.
I guess two questions on Leighton Ransom. One, are you like shocked that he's out there seemingly able to do everything at the moment? And two, just kind of how has he shown up here through the first set of practice?
Had a very good summer. He showed up for sure. And, yeah, I mean, it says a lot about Leighton's ability to recovery, the work he put in with Stu and Sean Barnhouse and everybody in the training room. And it's good to see him. We're certainly keeping an eye on it, you know. Every day we kind of have a watch list of guys that we keep a close eye on to make sure that they're good. But he's been able to handle it and says a lot about him.
Jim the other day was talking about just, I guess, how pleased he is with the defensive line. I know you've not had pads on for very long, but the time that you had them on, have you sort of felt the presence of that group and what you would like to go into this season?
Yeah, there's definitely been signs to see that's what we want. Tenacity, pad level, bunch of guys getting after it. Nastiness, that's what we need. And our depth's going to be important. And now, can we sustain it over an extended period of time? That's going to be the key, because they've shown they can do it. They've shown they can do it both sides of the ball in front. Now, how do we build that callus, that toughness, that saltiness that's going to carry us through a game and through a season? That's what we're building now. But there have been absolute signs that we can do it. So that's encouraging.
Linebackers this weekend, still Chambers being one of them. He's got a year now playing linebacker, and Jim Knowles said he has some of the most confidence in that linebacker's room. From your vantage point, seeing how he went from running back to linebacker, how has his confidence grown? Just talk about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, last year was an interesting season. You know, there was a lot of there was some highs, there was some lows. And so a lot of things went on last year. But still, when you sit back and look at what he did, I think it was around this time last year in the summer where he moved from running back to linebacker and then played a good amount last year. So said a lot about him as a person and his ability to throw himself right into the fire and just not afraid to fail and just go. And now with a year under his belt of playing the position, I think now it gives him his chance to be his best version of himself and play his best football. And so you know, I think his ability to diagnose plays is even better than it was at this time last year for sure. Well, for somebody who's supposed to be in high school right now, he's doing darn good. It's hard when you come in the summer and you're supposed to be, you know, in high school and working with your high school teammates, and he's in there at Ohio State battling in practice. But in the opportunities he's had to compete, he's shown that he's got toughness. And his ability to get coached, I mean, he's getting coached pretty hard. He takes it. He works to get better. He's got a great look in his eye, and he's off to a wonderful start.
We talked to Zinichowski the other day. He referenced back at the end of the spring, maybe kind of a meeting he had with you and, I guess, Justin, and where you kind of talked to him about an opportunity that was ahead of him, maybe not this year, but coming up as soon as next year. What did you try to communicate to him?
Well, that anytime you're trying to build an offensive line, you try to find five guys, then you try to find six, seven, eight. If you can get to nine or ten, then you feel decent about your depth. And he was in that conversation. You know, is that we need him to be six, seven, or eight, and we got to feel great about putting him in a game. You know, in the first game against Notre Dame. You know, so that's the challenge for him. You know, sometimes when you're a young offensive lineman, you just kind of put days in front of days until you realize, like, once you're in the game, it gets real. And so, you know, constant conversation just about what the expectations are.
If you had to have a second left tackle for that first game, is that him right now? Do you think you have to go somewhere else?
We're still trying to figure that out. I mean, between he and Josh, they're working really hard to become that third guy. You know, Josh is coming off that injury, and so he's working to get better. Those guys are both working every day, and that's the goal for both of those guys. And hopefully it can be both of them. So that's why we're practicing.
Particularly guys like long-term about Zinn.
Yeah, his athleticism for sure. Just, you know, when you're looking at him, he's a guy who moved to offensive line pretty late in his high school career. So has the athleticism, intelligence, all those types of things. Just needs to continue to put days on days and get that feeling of being an offensive lineman and having a block against, you know, some really good players on the other side of the ball. And that's really what offensive linemen do. They and run into human beings for every day, and you have to get used to that. That's not something you just wake up and do when you're born. You have to practice, hand placement and just grinding and having the grit and toughness to show up every day and just, be physical. And I think that's what he's working on.
Last year, you had to work a lot with the defense in the second half of the season. I'm curious, since you all have gotten here this fall camp, do you feel like you've gotten a step back, or do you still feel really involved?
I think the relationship between everybody on the defensive staff is excellent. The energy is excellent. I think Jim's done a great job of that. Constantly involved and talking with those guys. I think the dynamic has been good. The relationship's excellent. But at the end of the day, during our conversations, the idea was for him to be the head coach of the defense. And so certainly a lot of back and forth. Jim's excellent to work with, just a professional and in all kinds of ways. Just really does a good job with the players, with his staff. But then even just in the conversation that we have, he's always really, really good to work with. So he's running the defense, certainly. We talk every day about it. We meet every day about it. But I think he's off to a great start. So I know these guys are working really hard to put their best foot forward week in and week out, in terms of the preseason camp. And I think our guys feel that. I think when they show up to meetings, they feel preparation. They see how, how well the scheme's put together. But still the emphasis on fundamentals. And so, that's all been good. Looking forward to see what the scrimmage brings on Saturday.
You said the offense hasn't proven anything until they get on the field. Curious, with so much talent returning, is there anything that does concern you right now with that offense? Like, what's the one thing that most keeps you up at night?
No, not one thing. No, just that you got to prove it day in and day out. You got to play physical. You got to have good balance. You got to take care of the football. You got to score touchdowns in a red zone. All those types of things, and that's a challenge. It's a huge challenge to bring it week in and week out. Be competitive, have competitive stamina, and play our best football in the second half. And obviously down the stretch, but I don't think there's one thing that we have a concern about, but being able to run the football and throw the ball and have that balance will be very, very important.
Brian, Jim said that Steele Chambers, Tommy Eichenberg really taking control of that group. How confident were you this offseason that was going to happen?
You don't know until you get out there, but you can see in their eyes just a different approach, different look in their eyes. When you've never played that position like Steele did, if you haven't started a game like Tommy hadn't going into that game, and they weren't the only ones, there's just a different look. There's doubt. That's just the way it is. You're just not sure. Certainly the guys play with confidence, but there's just that feeling naturally. CJ going into the game, he's not sure. They've done it now. They've made mistakes. They've had success. They've done those types of things. And, the first time you do something, the first time you ride a bike, you fail. You fall off. And how quickly do you get back on? You fall again. But then eventually you learn how to ride a bike. And I think the more experience that we got last year, the better going into the season. So seeing a different look in their eye, they both had a really good offseason. That room's had a good offseason. I think their relationship with Jim in that meeting room has been excellent, too. So, we'll see.
I know you have to look today. J.K. Johnson had a couple of plays today. Jair Brown being so vulnerable of the day. It seems like you're getting guys to step up while you're having these injuries. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's good to see those guys step in there. Seeing Cam Flash, Jair got his black stripe off the other day. That was great. J.K. Johnson's had some good days out there. It's been good to see them compete. And again, the whole idea here at Ohio State is that you're playing against really good players on each side of the ball. And you feel like, if those guys can cover Jackson, they can feel confident going into the season knowing that they played against really good players. And the same thing up front, if Paris and DeJuan can block, Zach and Tyler and JT and Jack, and vice versa, if they can get to the quarterback against those guys. And that's good work day in and day out. As long as we take care of each other and stay healthy, then we're going to be, sharp going into the season.
Trey and CJ and Jackson, is it almost
more fun this year to be able to nitpick those guys out last year when we were just trying to get them up to speed and get them more into the offense? For you as an offensive guy, how much fun is it for you to just be able to nitpick those guys?
Yeah, well, guys play in the NFL for 10, 15 years, and so they're always trying to improve on things. It's just, it's a different type of
approach. You know, one is an experienced guy. You're trying to teach them the game. You're teaching them, you know, what to do. As they get experience, you really start to get into how do you do it? Why do you do it? And I think that's really important. What, you know, how are all the things put together? You know, I mean, when you're young, you're just trying to figure out which way to go. And then as it goes over, you know, over time, it starts to slow down, and they start asking pretty solid questions about why and how. And then that is fun. It's fun to be around guys who have some experience, you know, but they're still working every day to get better.
Michael and Pryor, yeah, we set a goal in victory last year, and now they seem like they're really starting to push for some goals. To see the guy at each side kind of take full advantage of Richard when they did and really start to show things this year, how encouraging is that?
Both guys really focus on their development. Mike Hall really worked hard last year to get to develop and showed up every day and worked and has worked his preseason. And when you focus on your development, then, you know, the payoff in the end is going to be awesome. And same thing with Evan Pryor. He's focused on that. He stayed positive. And so both of those guys are really developing, and that's been their focus. So, you know, in the end, it's going to really pay off for both of those guys.
Trying to not release a depth chart, I'm sure I won't, but if you were to have one, I'm guessing there are not a lot of starting battles that are true starting battles. The defensive line, you can rotate
sure.
Guys, it probably doesn't matter. But in your mind, how many starting jobs are really up for grabs, even 1 week in the camp?
Yeah, I mean, probably just a handful, like you're saying. But I think there are some positions that we're going to play, we're going to rotate guys and play multiple guys at those positions for sure. But there's a lot of experience coming back, so that's good. Yeah. I mean, offhand, you know, just trying to think, you know, yeah. But those guys are doing a good job. I mean, starting to really see what that's going to look like. You know, really good to see, you know, the way that Cade and Mitch and some of the guys have really worked to you know, be physical and work their hands and, you know, guys you can rely on, do their job. I mean, really good there. But, you know, we're going to rotate at a lot of the other positions. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, you know, I was saying last year, even with Chris and Garrett, they took the majority of the reps on the perimeter. We're going to let those guys rotate a little bit because they deserve to play. And it'll be like that, like you said, in the D-line and some of the other positions.
You said earlier when asked about the offensive starting questions, not one thing. Does that literally mean not a thing or not one thing that I'm concentrated on, but there are some concerns?
It's not even concerns. It's just, you know, how fast can we get better? You know, how much better can we get? You know, the things that we need to work on. And it's just the fundamentals. It's hand placement. As Pat keeps saying, the same thing, pad level, going back to those types of things. Protection, you know, running the football. You know, execution in the pass game, you know, those types of things. But if you said, like, you know, what is the one thing? I mean, certainly we've got to take care of the football, you know, I mean, all those types of things. But there's not one thing, but certainly we're not where we need to be to play in our first game yet. We still have ways to go.
You mentioned Cade made a couple big plays today. How have you seen him progress in the long game? Spatial awareness, route running,
there you
all those things that are with that.
Yeah, that's it, because that's, you know, at the tight end position, there's so many things that come with that. And in that room, we have guys who have a lot of different skill sets. But, you know, Cade's really worked hard. Obviously played a little linebacker towards the end of it last year. Now he's back playing tight end. His physicality is what you notice the most. And then, you know, for a big guy, he has athletic, has good ball skills, and he's worked hard in the offseason to work on his route running and catching the ball, so that's been excellent. So, you know, good start to camp for him.
You said some positions already know. We know big receivers, but some of the guys that have been here a while want to place in there, one of them is Xavier Johnson.
Yeah.
It seems like every time the ball is near him, he makes the play. Where have you seen him grow and that hunger that he still maintains over all these years?
Yeah, I mean, Xavier Johnson, we say you get better fundamentally on special teams around here. So every time you're in special teams, it's like a football clinic being in here with Parker Fleming, and you just learn about the fundamentals. And this is a guy who's played at a high level on special teams, and so he's cut his teeth here, you know, and he's developed into a really, really good receiver. He's physical. He knows how to run routes. He's just a smart, intelligent football player. And he's got good ball skills. So I've been very impressed with his first week.
Yeah. Brad, could you give a little more in detail about the guys you see coming along in that offensive line depth group? I mean, like, for example, Josh,
right.
Enoch, who has caught your eye, I guess?
Yes.
It's a little bit different than you thought about them a year ago.
Well, yeah. Like you said, Enoch VMIA is somebody that we need to step up, and has done some good things this camp. You know, Zan and Josh are two other guys. And then some of the young guys have shown a little flash. You know, seeing Carson out there, Integra, and that's been good. I just need the rest of those guys to continue to work to get better.
And one other thing, would you guys be better, would y'all be served better by getting to have a controlled scrimmage with another school about the third week of camp? I mean, would that be feasible? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever broached that idea with your colleagues? I mean,
yeah.
You know what I mean? As opposed to, you know, going against the same old every day.
Yeah, definitely thought about it. And it would be intriguing and probably a good conversation. My only concern is that, you know, you're still dealing with 18, 19, 20, or 21-year-old guys and learning how to take care of each other. You know, I think that's one of the things that we do in practice right now. And in the NFL, they're kind of pros. They understand, you know, rules of engagement and how that works. In college, I had to be a little concerned about, you know, getting guys injured, you know, just because guys are just working so hard to kind of prove themselves. And, so I think it's interesting. And maybe in the spring, I think that would be something that would be interesting as well. You know, maybe allowing some of the younger guys to even play a game against, you know, another team in the spring. I think that's really interesting conversation, but probably for another day.
Yeah, there's a portal of about a waiver wire.
Yeah, that's right. That's true, too.
Hey, well, Justin Fry, what has changed about him from when you were around him before? I mean, these guys all rave about just his enthusiasm, the energy, the willingness to, like, Bear Bryant used to do, get in there, you know, when he was young and get after things.
Yep.
But what's just impressed you about him, watching him on the live and in person?
Yeah, I mean, he played the position, played in the Big Ten. Dad is a coach, so he's got the right pedigree, brought up the right way. You know, Coach DiNardo and Steve Dazio, different guys, just understands the position at a high level. But who he is as a person, you know, just connects well. And I think being out with Chip and out at UCLA and kind of having a little bit wider approach than just being with the offensive line is a big deal. You know, sometimes in the O-line, you just kind of see between tackle to tackle. I think he sees the sideline to sideline now. I think it's made him a better coach.
Ryan, I was asking the linebacker room, like, who's the fastest linebacker, who's the strongest linebacker, that kind of thing. Almost everybody said Chip Tranum's the fastest, and some of them said Chip Tranum's the strongest also, which seems pretty good. Talk about that transition steel aid, right? What's the transition like for Chip, and, you know, how realistic in his first year playing linebacker, how realistic is it that he could help you this year?
Yeah, both. You know, you want really good athletes at the linebacker position, so most really good linebackers in high school play running back for their high school team, and those are two guys that did that. And you can see that, you know, Steele had an impact last year, and I still kind of had to do it because we were a little light at linebacker, and you know, it was kind of by need. I think this one, like you said, with Chip, I mean, certainly has all the skills. You know, works really hard. Guys on the team respect him. Plays hard. He is tough. He has all the skills. So it's just getting more and more reps and playing. And as soon as, you know, we feel like he's ready, he'll go play.
Watching Emeka Egbuka move around with the ball, he just looks dynamic a lot of the time with the ball in his hands. Year two, big pedigree. Like, what's he have to do to really make an impact for you guys this year?
Just keep doing what he's doing. I mean, he made an impact for us last year on special teams as a freshman, certainly returning some of those kicks, the big one at the end of the Rose Bowl. But he's really intelligent. He's really sharp. His work ethic's off the chart. His toughness is off the chart. Ball skill's really good. If he just keeps putting days in front of days, he's going to have a really good year.
Scott's another guy that, like, I think a lot of fans are intrigued with the physical transformation. How close is he to – can he help this year, or is it still sort of in transformation mode for him?
Well, I think, you know, when you play the tight end position, there is a transition there. And certainly he's willing – you know, to block inside and do those types of things. And so he's flashed for sure. And he's just grinding right now in the preseason to try to get better and earn some reps out there. And there's certainly been really good signs out there. Yeah. So,
But, you know, when you're dealing with that position, there's a lot of skills to be done. I mean, you got to be able to run block, you got to be able to protect, you got to be able to run routes. You know, there's a lot there. And so just grinding every day. And then, you know, in a couple of weeks we'll come up for air and try to figure out, you know, roles into the season where that goes.
Do you have a Notre Dame period every day? And if not, when will you begin to transition? When does the install quit?
Yeah. I mean, this week right here is just all against each other. And we'll go scrimmage on Saturday. And the whole idea is that after this week, we felt like we could check off some boxes of get a better fundamentally, toughness, did some tackling against each other. As we come into next week, then we kind of, you know, go to the next phase. And over the next 2 weeks, you start to introduce some of those types of things. But right now, it's just against each other and really heavy in fundamentals.
All right, folks, hope you enjoyed that. Don't forget, stay locked into this podcast feed. Check out the YouTube channel. Our daily blitzes are always up there, and our podcast as well. And please hit thebuckeyecast.com. Talk to you later. Go Bucks.